Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pastor David J. Smith is our guest. Dave, Andrew, Steve, George, Don, many others, your calls are coming up. I promise, right when we start the next segment, love the different directions you take us in. Wheel of Fortune there, never knowing what you'll bring up next. Going back to Pastor David J. Smith, we're going to give out his phone number and contact info. Great books, great films, great research. I've learned so much from him since I woke up in the last 16, 17 years since I got on air 13 years ago. You may have heard him as a sponsor on the network promoting his free magazine offer. He's not a sponsor of myself. He's a sponsor of the network, though I would have him on if he wasn't a sponsor. We really appreciate him, but want to make that clear. Shifting gears, again, back into the grassroots effect of this. It's so on its face, reading Kafka in 1984, but not just fiction, reading history. I mean, to have secret police everywhere, to have them intimidating people, to have them telling kids in schools as part of curriculum to spy on their parents, to have CPS kidnapping millions of children a year, millions, over a million and a half, to have the video of FEMA teaching the founding fathers were bad. I mean, that's case closed. The government's bankrupt, evil, bad, foreign-owned and run. I mean, it's foreign groups are buying up all the water supplies, doubling, tripling prices. Mass raping economically is happening. I want to talk to you later about what's happening with the economy, the election. But, I mean, you get what I'm saying. It's just, it's people say, oh, they're, when are they going to take over? They have taken over, Pastor. I mean,
coup d'etat that's already taken place, there's no doubt about that. And that coup d'etat has given them the total control. And one thing that we need to understand is if people are Democrats, we have proven, we just completed a three-part series about Bill and Hillary Clinton and how Hillary Clinton has had close ties, her and Bill Clinton, with the communist movement. Even went into Italy, into the communist sectors, to learn about Antonio Gramsci's economic program for America. But there's one other thing. People don't know that much about Obama. But Obama sponsored Senate Bill number 2433, giving a global taxation. And America's share is 0.7% of every sale if it passes.
And we wrote a story about that, and that's going to be the global ID card as a regional global sales tax, which, of course, Neil Bortz is pushing. Go ahead.
Well, this has now gone to committee, and so it'll come up within the next 3 to 6 months, surely. And so far, I've not been able to get one word from any of my senators or representatives.
And no one knows about it. There's a whole flotilla of bills very close to passing for national sales taxes, new set income taxes on $500,000 or more. The public thinks that's for the elite. No, that's the middle class. I mean, with the inflation, everybody's going to be worth $500,000 soon. It'll take that to buy a hamburger.
Yeah. Well, I got an email from Kenya, Africa. Now, this is where Obama's father grew up. And he was Muslim. And the email said, don't let Mr. Obama fool you. He is a racist, and he is also a Muslim. And they gave the technical term in Arabic, but I don't read it. So anyway, they explained it, and they said it means you penetrate inside of, say, a Christian organization.
No, that's in the Quran that you're allowed to shave and allowed to not follow the customs as part of war, and they have a term for infiltrating.
That's it. And so they said that's exactly what he's doing. And when he comes into the presidency of the United States, if he does, then he will come out and probably take the oath of office on the Koran.
Well, we'll talk about that on the other side. And we'll talk about Bill and Hillary Clinton. Stay with us.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Buell von Schutt. with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck. His radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy, so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warn you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Police Department! We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Police Department, come home!
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I want to go to your calls. I want to go to David and Andrew and Steve and callers in Florida and Texas and everywhere else, and we're going to do it. But David J. Smith, you were getting into Barack Obama. Listen, we've got the documents, the control agent numbers now. Communism, as you know, talking about the Jesuit at Georgetown, Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, the Rhodes historian for the Rhodes Secret Society, which is an Anglophile, quote, Protestant group. See, at the top of the pyramid, it all nexuses together. But I agree with you about the Catholic Church being one of its main, you know, power modes right at the top of the pyramid. But we see there that Kordmeier, the guy that ran the op killing Kennedy with E. Howard Hunt, he was the section chief in London. The Clintons were under his control. We know they sent them all over to communist meetings in Russia, China, training in Italy. And we know the Clintons, for their low-level minions, for the communist squads they used, they pardoned a bunch of communists that killed cops and others. I mean, we understand that's their cover. And again, I'm not saying communism isn't the banker's system, but the bankers created it, as you know, to con people back into serfdom, and that's now been declassified, that Mao Zedong was put in by the CIA, and, you know, they even put that on the History Channel. But again, it's all these subtleties. It's about how it's all interconnected at the higher levels, and I want to get your take on this. We then see the same thing with, you know, Barack Obama being handled by Zbigniew Brzezinski, the big anti-communist on the surface, and all these other top globalists and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. Then we hear, oh, no, he's a Muslim. And I mean, you know, we know he's got Reverend Wright, who says a lot of stuff that's true, and then says some racist stuff on the other end of it and hangs out with Farrakhan. I mean, I'm not doubting that his dad lived in Malaysia, lived in Africa, was a Muslim. I mean, it's really, it is right there. That's incredible evidence. But at the same time, Barack Obama just endorsed Bush Sr.'s attack on Iraq. And so I think that those are their, quote, credentials for the communities they sprung from to control them. But there's no doubt Barack Obama is New World Order, not Muslim. Just like Bill Clinton, sure. Gary Aldrich wrote the book, you know, high-level FBI in the White House, and they were putting crack pipes and V.I. linen pins on the Christmas tree, and they were all wearing them, and that's confirmed. But again, that was meant to get out that they're communist. Do you, A, agree with me, B, want to comment on what I just said?
Well, no, I believe everything you just said. And the key is that all of these top personnel, they are Luciferian. They created communism to be atheistic, to pit them in a cold war against the Western world of supposed Christianity. Then they're going to bring them together in a final conflict, and they're going to destroy atheism and Christianity both.
And that's what Albert Pike wrote. That's what's so incredible, is this is all publicly available. How could somebody in 1876 write letters and books predicting everything that happened if they didn't have some type of supernatural agency behind them? Tell folks about that, then we're going to go to one of these young men and perhaps even the pastor for an update on this East Texas Baptist Bible School and Homeland Security saying don't talk about the Constitution or you're a terrorist. A quick update from them and then your calls. But a comment on Albert Pike.
Okay, Albert Pike in August of 1871, the 15th of August, wrote a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini. Mazzini was a revolutionary head of the Illuminati. He said there had to be three world wars and many revolutionary wars. And in a third of these world wars, they would pit the atheist against Christianity. And they would destroy and conquer both of them at the same time. And what do we see today? China, Russia, and we see the United States in Iraq. China and Russia have made peace pacts with Iran. And so if the United States goes into Iran, there could be the beginning of this final war, in which they will destroy the West and atheism at the same time. And then, because you see, they already have a military. It's called Blackwater USA, headed by Eric Prince, who is a Knight of Malta, sworn to bring the Pope as head of the world. And so Blackwater is in Iraq right now, and they're giving Iraqi citizens trouble. They're just shooting them down on the streets, and America gets credit for it. And it's not our military doing it, but it's these mercenaries outside the military code, and they can't be tried in the military courts of America because they're private mercenaries. And so when you put all this together, you see that Albert Pike, all of his program is about to come to pass. And V.I. Lenin laid down the final program to go hand in glove with his. They would first take Eastern Europe. They did it, World War II. Then they would take the masses of Asia. They've done that. And then they said they would surround the United States and it'd fall like a ripe fruit into their hands. What do we see from Mexico all the way to the tip of South America? They're all socialists now.
And by the way, this has been well publicized for 100 years. This is the British Naval Museum has the letters, the books. This is the guy whose picture hangs in all your Masonic halls. And that's the thing I found with these globalists. They always push atheism, but when you get around them or really read their writings, they are deeply religious. It's like Dr. Eric Pianca at UT, who says he wants to kill 90% of us, and he works in the biology lab and has connections to their level 4 bioweapons lab. The FBI, by the way, did go question him because we demanded it. You want to question somebody real, go talk to this guy. He got a 95% standing ovation when he was giving a speech saying, kill everybody. The Texas Academy of Sciences, you know, that's the point, is they're all into this. And he's on the UT website. I mean, it's his UT page on UT, dressed as a druid, saying, talking about Lucifer. I mean, it's every time. I mean, even if you don't believe in God. I mean, I have to say, when I was younger, I would doubt God and doubt things. But then, you know, but then when you see that the elite really believe it and are obsessed with it and are doing this and seem to know the future, I mean, how did this guy 130-something years ago write about there'll be three world wars, and he detailed each one? I mean, how was he able to say the final one will be between the Muslims and the Christians and the atheists in the Middle East? I mean, how did he know that?
Somebody gave him help.
Well, he said, I feel the power of Lucifer seething in my hands.
That's right. And even in Skull and Bones, when they lay in the coffin, they rise up born again because they felt the seething energy of Lucifer flowing through them. And so we are fighting a battle, and it's a secret battle, but it's a spiritual battle, and that's what the American people don't understand.
Okay, the young pastor is pastoring today. He's unable to come on right now, but his friend Steve Barber, witnessing all of this, is able to come on. But just like a 2-minute update, I'm not gonna keep him long. His friend Jeff has gone through quite a bit. But talking to you, any updates on what's happened Monday since we exposed that Homeland Security came in? Headline: Fez accused student of terror and espionage for talking to Cub Scout group about Constitution. East Texas pastor threatened by anonymous men in dark suits for giving talk to Boy Scouts about Bill of Rights. And then we have footage of FEMA teaching police this. This is really happening. Any other info or anything you want to say to Pastor David J. Smith?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm proactive, and I don't wait around. I push back when things are pushed. And so what I've done is I've contacted Senator Karen Johnson in Arizona, her office, and also Congressman Ron Paul's office. I've heard back from Karen Johnson's office. I'm waiting to hear back from Ron Paul, because I feel that if I get Ron Paul on board with what's going on with my friend, because this is a very serious thing where now the feds are calling a guy who's done nothing wrong and is actually doing his duty as an American a terrorist and committing espionage. That's a very serious thing, and you know, we just got to send a message.
Well, Karen Johnson's out of
it.
Karen Johnson is in Arizona, and so that's not her jurisdiction here in Texas. Go ahead.
Right, but I just wanted to make people with the government itself aware of this, because I just figured, you know, these are high level people, you know, to basically, you know, get some help involved with this, because honestly, Alex, you know, I'm concerned for myself and my situation with my family, but I'm more concerned for Jeff because he's high profile in this now. And I'll just say this, this is the main thing I wanted to let people know. You know, I've been letting people know about the interview we did Monday and what Jeff related that he's actually gone through. The responses I'm getting are anything from like, oh, that's really horrible, you know, I still don't want to, you know, get on board with this because I want to keep focused on what I'm doing, preaching the gospel. But, you know, the thing is that silence is complicity. And, you know, this is what I encouraged Jeff in the other day, that if you don't go public with this, you're actually being part of the problem rather than part of the solution.
Absolutely.
This is why these people have gained ground. And what I wanted to say is, my sense of duty and right and honor overrides any fear
Good.
That I have in this.
Okay, Steve, thank you so much for popping in to give us an update. Yeah, a lot of people are saying, okay, it's true, you're a terrorist if you talk about the Bill of Rights or Constitution. And yeah, they're saying, yeah, you got FEMA video of them teaching this. Maybe we should. Maybe it's bad. It's of the Lord. Let's follow their orders and never talk about the Bill of Rights again. I mean, how deceived is that, Pastor?
You're as deceived as you can be if you think that's the truth. Because the Constitution of the United States is the official law of the land. And anybody that tells us that we should not follow the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which protects us from tyranny, we have automatically laid down and said, tyrants, take over.
Okay. We are going to your calls immediately. All these points are so great. about the Jesuits and about Barack Obama, and I didn't want to interrupt those. But we're going to take your calls on the other side of these quick break. Dave, Andrew, and many others, stay with us. We're going to you.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Let's go quick to your calls. Dave in California, then Andrew, Steve, Don, and others. Go ahead, you're on the air, Dave.
Hi, Alex. Hello, Pastor Smith. Alex, you have the soul of a poet, my brother. Consider publishing. I will be the first in line to buy a treatise on beauty and wonder and joy You know?
No, well, you're very kind.
It's true. And Pastor Smith, I have two for you and a fast one for you, Alex, if there's time. Pastor Smith, I'll just fire them out. Have you seen Dr. Catherine Albrecht's RFID treatise on the brink of a mark? And also, I'm a bit of a novice religiously. I know some about it, but if I was to go to speak to pastors one-on-one and try to find out where they're at on this whole subject of Romans 13 and all that, what's your best recommendation for the things that I should say to them?
Well, I'm not familiar with the first question you ask.
Okay.
And the second question, I can tell you frankly and honestly, for years and years, you will not get a straight answer. If you go to ministers and try to tell them anything about Romans 13, you will not get anywhere. I found that to be the truth.
Any other suggestion then?
Well, if you do have somebody that's willing just to sit down and be very polite and courteous and listen to what you say, then my suggestion would be that you just mention to them that the Constitution is the official document, the government of the United States, and that shouldn't we be following it and not just all of these laws that are being passed that are illegal?
Well, that's right. And turn it on its head. They claim Romans 13. Let's say that that's a right interpretation to lick the boots of government. Well, then why aren't the people running our government licking the boots of the Constitution? They're overthrowing it. They are the rebels, Pastor.
That's right.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead.
Okay, one fast one for you, Alex. On this June 3rd to 6th Operation Checkpoint thing, have you heard any more about it?
No, they just, I mean, fill us in. It rings a bell, but so much goes on sometimes I can't bring something up.
Okay, I've heard it a couple of times. I don't have any documentation for it, but apparently from June 3rd to the 6th, multi-jurisdictional task force drills all over the United States, stopping cars and doing all the usual checkpoint stuff. And I just wanted to make a point on it real fast. I suggest to your listeners to go to dot.gov, search for corridor map for your state, and then look, because what you'll see is you'll see the main corridors that go up through your state, and every main highway that intersects those corridors is where the corridors are being established first. In other words, they're pinch points. So if they're going to be doing this, if it's actually in fact true, that they are going to be stopping people for 3 days and getting us used to worshiping Big Brother, I'm betting that they're going to start, that's where the focus of it's going to be, is at these little corridor checkpoints. And if it's going to happen, folks, stay off.
Okay,
the road.
Let me stop you. You said Operation Checkpoint, and I thought, have I heard of that? There are national operations, and there is a national drill that just happened through the 1st through the 8th. There's two more national FEMA takeover mass roundup drills. That's admitted. I mean, I have the news articles. They're on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And so, yes, and they then had another operation that was in three states, Tennessee, Arkansas, and one other. And we wrote articles about that 3 weeks ago when it happened. It was Operation Sudden Impact. And they went in and ran, and they admittedly, they said, quote, fighting terrorists. And they said, we'll be out fighting terror. And then they announced, yes, we arrested thousands for no insurance. We ran huge checkpoints. They went up to people on the street and searched them. And it was all under federal control with the military working with them. So that was called Operation Sudden Impact. So, yes, they are having more drills coming up next month, the month after that. But they call them drills. They're real. They really arrest you. And, yes, it is Nazi Germany / Russian style. Just line up. We're searching you. Homeland Security said 5 years ago, life will be like an airport. You will be searched everywhere. Already England does it. Vans pull up. They make you walk through them. They scan you. They make you thumb scan and drug test you to go in restaurants. They just suddenly show up and arrest you if you don't. Just hordes of goons running around. And Austin was doing it a few weeks ago. There were cherries everywhere at night. They were just randomly pulling people over. Instead of a checkpoint, just random pullovers. Stay there, David J. Smith. I want to get your comment on that. Plug your website, newsgroup. And to do one more segment with you, if you'll grace us with the time, to talk to all the callers that are patiently holding, like Andrew, Steve, Don and Greg and many others. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Take a look out your window there. There's a scene you like to catch. Oh, sometimes. We're going to continue with Andrew, Steve, Don, Greg. We'll at least get to those four calls. And then maybe others with Evie Smith. He'll be with us for the rest of the hour. The next hour, I'm going to do a huge news blitz, give you an update on some things that have happened to Wayne Madsen. He is in Houston right now in the middle of an investigation of the murder of a CIA officer down there. So we'll let you know what's happening there. But before we go back to Pastor David J. Smith, I want to encourage you to visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but more than that, spread the word. Tell people about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and our auxiliary sites like InfoWars.net and JonesReport.com and TruthNews.us. and financially support us, because we're about to go up to the next level. We are going to start a lot of new projects, a TV show on cable. I'm shooting for that. A lot of other things that we're going to do, because the time is short. The enemy's moving against humanity. They're moving fast. We got to move fast. And I'm going to plug this next hour. Like last Wednesday, when I was going on vacation with my family for 3 days, a well-needed one, by the way. It really refreshed me. It was a real blessing. We got an email going, there's an Alex Jones money bomb. And I was like, what? And they were like, well, will you respond? And I said, oh, when I get back. So Sunday afternoon, I looked at it. And I'm like, well, who is this? And then I found out it is the original guy, even before Trevor Lyman got involved, the guy that started the Ron Paul money bomb, one of our listeners. So I needed to tell Trey today, the producer, I forgot to do this, to set him up for the show. So, A, we need to get the guy on the show, and B, so the money bomb isn't a failure, I better start promoting it because it's for May 31st. I pledge to you every cent will be spent on more cameras. We bought new cameras 2 years ago. They're already beat up. Better computers. We could do a lot more if we had more money. And we're about to move into a bigger office. I've got it down to one or two places. We're looking at the move in the next few months. More staff. And, you know, if I guarantee you that your money coming here will be spent in the fight against the New World Order, 100% of money bomb proceeds. I got to get around to my wife because we're such a big operation, setting up a PayPal for that, because I don't want to use our other PayPal for it because it'd get mixed up with the orders, video and book orders and PrisonPlanet.tv subscriptions. But yeah, it's please help us spread the money bomb. I need Kurt Nimmo to do a story on it, Paul Watson to do a story on it. And I want him to go off, you know, basically the gist and ideas I have next hour when I spend 5 minutes on that. So stand by, everybody. That's something big we're doing. Also, what makes this show possible is our sponsors, people like eFoods Direct. They are the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation, 27 years. I've gotten storable foods from them 4 times, and I store it. I give it to family. I stockpile it. It's freeze-dried and dehydrated, fits in very small areas, so it's very compact. With the economy, with all that's happening, it's good, clean, non-GMO food. With all the things that are going on, it just makes sense to be prepared. It just makes sense to have storable foods, and these are great folks that I trust and believe in. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. 1-800-409-5633. And we also have another great sponsor, and that's Aloe's. Those are the folks from New Vitality. There's a banner on InfoWars.com. A list of all of our sponsors is on there, but you can see a banner to New Vitality, link through for their hundreds of great products. No magical cures, just a mainline, high-quality supplement and vitamin and nutrient and wellness organization that has the well-known things that are good for your body and well-known treatments for things. And one of the products that I've used is Aloe's Body Cleanse. Your guts are where most of the toxins are secreted, and you need to flush that out. And aloe vera and these other herbs in this pill do that. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Men above 40 have a lot of prostate problems. They've got a combination of well-known herbs to shrink the prostate, make it healthier. 1-800-569-4056, or go through their banner on InfoWars.com, New Vitality. Okay, let's go back to Pastor David J. Smith and more calls. Pastor, commenting on what Dave in California was saying briefly, checkpoints, random martial law drills. I mean, they admit that they're randomly coming up and shaking people down, totally twisting our police.
Well, there's 10 basic steps to would-be dictators taking over a country. And one of them is to have their paramilitary, and they go into the streets and do exactly what they're doing here in America. This is what Hitler did. This is what Mussolini did. This is what dictators like Chavez have done down in South America. And so you can expect it, because they're on the verge of taking over, and it's going to be a dictatorial process.
Do you think they're doing that? I mean, we know that they designed the financial implosion, but they know that once it implodes, there's going to be big problems.
Oh, absolutely. They know without a doubt that there's going to be an uprising in this country that is going to be of monumental scale, and they're going to have to be ready. And so they've got all the military that is prepared, and they've already said that the those individuals who are patriots are the problem.
What do you want to say to police officers out there, Pastor? I mean, you're a well-known, nationally televised pastor, been a pastor for 30-plus years. You are highly respected just south of Dallas there, a very large church there. I mean, you're a mainline guy who predicted all this 20, 30 years ago. It's now happening. They've got some decisions to make, don't they?
They do. And here's something that the American people don't know that is happening, but they're going in and they're getting special ops people out of the military and coming into the police departments. And so these are very tough people. While they're taught certain manners, if you say one thing out of line that they don't like, they can take you down. And so I would just say to the police that are listening, read your Constitution. 98% in the Congress, House, and the Senate have never read their Constitution. And that's why the nation is in the problem that it's in. But if you'll read your Constitution and you'll know the rights which people have, then you won't violate them. Just because you wear a badge does not give you the authority to run over people in a Republican form of government.
Well, I mean, how can officers listening not know the government's bad when we have them on video saying the Bill of Rights is bad, anybody that talks about it's a terrorist, and training manuals, and, I mean, obviously that's the bad guys. Obviously the government's bad.
Well, I agree with that. But look at Blackwater USA. They went into New Orleans. Our government had to pay them millions of dollars, up to $53 million, to go in and patrol the streets. They're the ones that stopped the water and the food getting into the people as fast as it should have been. They're the ones who are hiring CIA agents at double the pay. They're hiring Navy SEALs, special ops people at 12 times the pay if they were in our military to be in a private army.
And there's a reason there's so much money, because they're doing evil.
That's right.
Yeah, folks, nothing's free in this world. And, you know, a lot of you get goal-oriented. You'll do anything for that goal. And then once you get it, you're going to find out it's worth nothing.
Yep.
I mean,
money.
People say it's so incredible that I can't be bought or you can't be bought. I don't even have a choice. I mean, it burns in my bones. Like Ezekiel said, I couldn't sell out. I mean, money means nothing to me. All it is fuel to fight evil. What matters is what I believe and how and what I stand up for and who I am. And to me, that's not even exceptional, Pastor Smith. I don't understand how people will just do anything for money, and it's all an illusion of a magician. It's all fiat that the bankers made.
Well, they think they're going to be the top personnel in this new world order. And so they're willing to sell themselves out. But it's not going to be that way at all. Even our congressmen, they're not going to be in the top echelon of the new world order. Many of them, just like the communists said years ago, they can't wait for the day that they can cut their throats and sing about the blood all over the Congress.
Well, that's it. Whether it's Hitler, Stalin, doesn't matter what type of regime, if it's authoritarian, they always wipe out and imprison and kill the guys that brought them to power, because they know where the bodies are buried, and they like to punish them and blame the purges on the people on them. And they also know that they're the traitors that opened the drawbridge. And so they don't trust them.
That's right. And you look at every dictatorship that has risen. Lenin did it. Stalin did it. Every single one of them. They eliminated the competition.
Yeah, that's it. It's also the competition. They're afraid that these guys will come up under them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they actually do normally wipe them out and then try to hire, quote, better people, who are more, quote, moral, who will just carry out their operations.
Yeah.
They have no idea what's in store for them. Let's take a call. Andrew in Oklahoma, thanks for holding.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Pastor Smith. In fact, I interviewed Pastor Smith back in 1999 for the Waxahachie Daily Light when I was a reporter there, and my editor never ran the story.
Oh.
But anyway, wanted to find out from both of you your thoughts on Bush and Cheney. Once they're, you know, their time is up. Is Bush just going to return to Crawford, Texas, and just
retire? No, he is selling that movie stage That's up for sale. That was, he doesn't ride horses. He's not from Texas. I'm not knocking folks from Kennebunkport. It's just, it's, I don't like getting the blame for him. And Cheney's moving to Dubai. Bush has got a place in Dubai and Ecuador. And so everything's going to Dubai. I've had some Dubai Arabs on YouTube attacking me now. They love the New World Order. The Saudis are big in it. And no, they're all leaving the country. In fact, most of the elite have already left the country. David J. Smith comments on that.
Well, they're going to leave the country because they know the United States is going to be turned over to the military. They're going to allow Muslims to come in with their nuclear bombs, which they've gotten from Russia and other sources. And so they're going to try to take out America, and these elite have to be out of the country.
That's right. Folks, I know people worth billions of dollars, okay? And I know other technocrats who represent billionaires. And I'm telling you, for 4 years, it's the equivalent of hanging off the helicopter skids in 75 in Saigon during the evacuation. You ever seen them on top of the U.S. Embassy hanging on helicopter skids? They are running. They are Cook Islands, Costa Rica, Australia, New Zealand, Hollywood is all running. I mean, it is. And their words are, quote, there won't be an America. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying they have set something up so horrible for us that they're leaving. Pastor, comments?
Well, they're going to be leaving because they know that America is a Christian nation down deep, basically. And there were surveys made 2 years ago that still said that 84% of Americans believed in God and Jesus Christ, and they were nominal Christians. Now, if you have Lucifer as the head of a new world order, now who are you going to try to exterminate? The name of Jesus Christ. Where is it being preached from more than any other place in the world? The United States, and at one time, Great Britain. But today it's the United States, so it's got, that name has to be wiped off the face of the earth.
And again, folks, even if you don't believe in Christianity, the elites do. They say Christianity is their enemy. And I don't mean the fake Christianity you see on, you know, the TBN shows. Okay, caller, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Steve in Colorado. Steve, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex and hi. David. First of all, I just wanted to recognize that this May 14th, today is the 60th anniversary of the State of Israel, and so that is a fulfillment of prophecy from the Old Testament. And then I had three other quick points, and I'll make them quick, Alex, because I know you got callers waiting. The second point is Albert Pike in Morals and Dogma wrote that Lucifer is God. So Masons, and of course most Masons don't understand this because, like you had mentioned earlier, David, they're not told the true nature of the organization until they get up to about the 33rd degree.
Yeah, they're despised. They're called porch Masons, and the upper Masons laugh at them and just hate their guts.
Right, but Albert Pike actually wrote in, unfortunately I don't have a page number, but he actually wrote in Morals and Dogma, that Lucifer is God and that Adonai is nothing, which is Adonai, the God of the Jews.
Right.
And then the next thing is, you were mentioning about the Jesuits and the Knights of Malta. I would also tend to think that Opus Dei, which is Latin for the work of God, is probably also in there with the Jesuits and Knights of Malta. And then the final thing that I wanted to mention, then I have one quick question for you also. The worst thing about the Roman Catholic Church is that they teach a false salvation. They teach supposed salvation by faith and works, but true salvation is by faith alone in what Jesus Christ did. No works associated with it at all.
But if you have salvation, aren't you going to have the fruits of the works? I mean, I don't agree that it's works, but what I'm saying is...
That is right.
Is that I see all these fake Protestant preachers going... Hey, don't have any guilt. Don't be involved. Don't be involved in your community. Just come here, drive Cadillacs, feel good. I'll dance around in a fancy suit like a little pimp preacher and tell you everything's fine and worship the government. Pastor, can you speak to that?
Absolutely. When you accept Jesus Christ and you have your sins forgiven, from that day forward you obey his law to prevent you from becoming a sinner again, and that's not works. That's just doing what you should do.
But there's these people that do know works, and they say, hey, I've got the justification, it's done, and then I'm going to go to the topless bar right now.
Right. James 2 says, faith without works is dead. Faith. Yes, you have faith in the saving power of Jesus Christ and his shed blood, but then you obey his commandments to prevent you from being a sinner again.
Now, do the Calvinists really believe that you once you're saved, you can never go back?
I know some do. I don't know which ones.
Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely not.
Because, I've read so many things in the Bible where people were with God and then left.
Right. Hebrews 4:4-6 says it, that if you go back into the world, then you are trampling on the shed blood of Jesus Christ again. And then in Hebrews chapter 10, it says the same thing, down and around about verse 27 and 28. And so there's many places in the Bible that says once you put your hand to the plow and you go forward and you truly understand, then you don't go backwards.
Isn't it the ultimate sin to know God but then willfully harden your heart?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so how could you know God but then harden your heart? That means turning to evil, deciding. All right, we'll be right back with a few final phone calls for Pastor David J. Smith.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
All right, we got to move fast in 5 minutes. We got left with Pastor David J. Smith. Fire out his phone number and website here in just a moment. Tell you when you can watch him on international satellite television. Look, I'm skipping ahead. I'm guessing this is John from Ohio, who's like a communist. We don't screen calls, but I know there's a John in Ohio that calls. I'm going to skip ahead of Don and Greg. But John, I'm going to go to you really fast, because I'm guessing you're the communist that you disagree with Pastor David J. Smith.
No, I'm not a communist.
Okay,
I'm,
let me stop you. You're not the normal John from Ohio, so I apologize. Go ahead and ask your question.
No, my sister introduced me to your show when she gave me the Bohemian Grove tape, and I'm fully sold on what all y'all are saying.
No, it's not that. You're allowed to disagree, too. John has called, and Pastor David J. Smith hasn't been on and attacked him, so that's why I thought it was John. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I agree with everything with the pastor.
No, you're a separate John. John's a... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. My sister introduced me to your show. I'm sold. I got time off to listen to you today. I want to ask the pastor, has he seen the Clinton Chronicles, and could he... speak briefly again about what he was saying about that letter from Kenya, from where Obama people was from again, and then I'll get off the air.
Thank you, sir. God bless you for listening.
I have heard of the Clinton Chronicles, but I have not personally seen them yet.
It's excellent. I've seen it. Larry Nichols did it. Yeah.
Yes, and I know Larry Nichols. I did an interview with him many years ago about the email from Kenya. It just basically said, America, don't be fooled that Mr. Obama is a racist, and he's even put out a little booklet, and I found it on the internet. It's something to do with his father. I forgot the exact title of it right now, but where he's racist, and it said that he is a secret Islamic. So we'll have to wait and see.
Well, we know there's a big Masonic connection to the Muslims, and I'm not attacking Muslims here, but Muslims, your Quran says don't worship idols. What are those things on top of your buildings? You know, again, it's we've got to have you back up, Pastor David J. Smith. Fire out your website and toll-free number for folks.
Okay, our toll-free number is 1-800-516-8736. And anybody that's listening that has not called before, just call and say you listen to the Alex Jones Show, and we'll give you a free year subscription. Our website is Newswatch Magazine, www.newswatchmagazine.org.
Okay, Don in Texas, you're on the air with David J. Smith.
Oh, hi there. Yeah, I've enjoyed listening to Pastor Smith many years. I was going to talk about the attack on the people in Colorado City. Was it the Mormon? They call them the Mormon polygamist group?
Yes.
I don't know that they ever said that they were polygamists or had a big sign out in front of their property, which is a beautiful place.
Well, now they're going to raid some place in Texas. This is about the government grandstanding to train you to violate people's due process. I don't agree with polygamy, and these groups do seem weird. My point is, the greater evil is a roving government with army tanks. They wasn't just APCs. David J. Smith comments on that.
Well, let's face it. Just like Waco, just like Ruby Ridge, it's all going to come down. They're going to take a fringe group and come up with an excuse. And then they're going to attack them, they're going to separate homes, and this is just the precursor that all Christians in America are going to be faced with.
Well, they've announced a bunch of other people they want to raid now. That's it. They always set the precedent with an easy target first.
That's right.
Like, oh, we're only taking the Nazis' free speech, and then it's everybody's.
That's
we're
right.
Only, you know what, David J. Smith, I've twisted your arm to stay 5 more minutes because I want to be fair and take a few final calls. We've only got a 5-minute segment back in 70 seconds. We're going to start the fourth hour in 70 seconds. Come back and let Don finish up and then talk to Greg. And then that'll be it with Pastor David J. Smith. And I got a bunch of other news I'm going to be covering. Huge news blitz coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Herbal.